Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be here with you this morning after a fantastic week. They say what a difference a week makes, and boy, this past week, the market went back up again. We talked about that last week, and wow, what a difference. Anyway, for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and a licensed attorney. We're live in the studio right here in downtown Oakland. So if you have a question, maybe you want to know if you should be buying healthcare stocks right now. Well, go ahead and give me a call. The number to call is 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me your question at PYA Radio. That's PYA Radio. Anytime you like. Trump's historic tax law changes have created headlines and generated quite a bit of excitement. Everything from companies paying out bonuses to lower tax rates for almost everyone. But what does Trump's new tax rule mean for you? The new tax laws have been touted as a game changer for American businesses and taxpayers, but how do you get the most out of these new tax rules? What are the biggest opportunities that you should be leveraging right now? It turns out that you have to dig pretty deep into the 500 plus pages of new tax laws in order to uncover some buried treasure, some golden opportunities that may really help you to reduce your tax bill and achieve a tax-free retirement. That's right, you heard me, a tax-free retirement. You have to know what to look for in the new tax laws in order to take advantage of all there is to offer. So today, I'm going to dig into three big opportunities we've uncovered that have been buried in this Trump's tax reform. This is going to be an educational and rewarding show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. What a week for the market. Pretty much every day saw some sort of a positive return or some sort of positive information. So overall, it was a very good week for stocks. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all in positive territory for the week. This all kicked off on Monday when the White House proposed, get this, a $4.4 trillion budget. And according to the reports, $1.5 trillion is going to be used for infrastructure spending. $200 billion of that is going to be coming from the Fed. What I find interesting is the rest is going to be funded by private parties, states, and localities. So you know what that means. That means that there's going to be some pretty good tax-free bonds coming down the road. Also, you might want to take a look at some of those exchange-traded funds that deal in infrastructure. That could be quite interesting as well. So what happened the previous week? Remember when we had that jobs report that came out a week ago Friday and the market reacted quite negatively to that because it was afraid of inflation in the 10-year treasury? Let's dig a little bit deeper into that because this past Wednesday, we saw something come out called the CPI. Now, the CPI is an inflation indicator. And by all reports, this inflation indicator that came out on Wednesday was 2.1%. Now, That shows that inflation is on the rise, but not very much. And it was kind of like the jobs report. So why didn't the market just blow up on that day? Why did it go up instead of down? This kind of gives you an understanding of what's going on in the market right now. Some have said that that correction that we saw was just that. It was a correction. And, you know, was it really driven by anything in particular? Some could argue no, because this news that we had last Wednesday was very similar in terms of inflation. And that should have sent the market in somewhat of a tailspin, but it had the opposite effect. So I don't think that any of this is a what's known as an existential threat to the market as a whole. Let's use that word, existential. This week, we saw the VIX volatility index also calm down. We saw the global economy continuing to expand. Earnings are still good, still coming in way ahead of consensus across the board. And the 10-year yield on the 10-year treasury, I keep talking about that, hasn't really gotten anywhere at or above the 3% level. Like I said last week, I don't think, again, that that's going to be such a big deal. Everyone seems to be making a big deal about that. Sure, it could have a little bit of an impact on the market as it happened, but I think longer term, this is actually a pretty strong market to be in. So as we take a look at all the different economic factors, you know, we do that typically about once a month. We sit down with Dr. Stephen Lee and look over his Manufacturing at a Glance. And so right now, when you look at the PMI and the new orders and employment and inventories and all those sort of things, the economy is still growing, and that's good. The economy is still growing. It may be at a little bit of a slower rate, but still, overall, the economy is growing, and that's very good. And so is the manufacturing sector. That's also growing. So let's talk about a recession. I keep getting this question. Are we going into a recession? I'm going to say today that I do not think we're going to have a recession in the next 6 months. I think, in fact, it's going to be the opposite. Why do I think that? Well, one of the indicators that we look at is called the leading economic indicators. I know that stuff may sound boring, but this is quite significant. For the last month, the leading economic indicator actually was up pretty significantly. And anytime that indicator goes below zero, that's the sign of a recession. So the previous month, there was some indication that it was looking like that might start to happen. But this past month, it really bumped up nicely. So just from that indicator alone, I'm quite positive that we're not going to see that happen, at least for the next 6 months. Also, the average probability of recession in the next 12 months, according to U.S. forecasters, this came right out of the Wall Street Journal, the percentage is about 13%, which is very low. Housing still continues to be a very strong indicator of an economy growing. And right now, there is a shortage of housing. And so there's been some discussion about whether you should get involved in real estate, taking a look at REITs, things like that. As interest rates rise, people get nervous about owning that sort of an asset. However, realize this, with inventories being so short and the supply in such huge demand, this creates a squeeze on the market. And this should be positive for real estate as a whole. So I'm still kind of bullish on real estate at this point, and I will be, I'd say, for at least the next 6 to 8 months. A lot of people have asked me, when do they think the Fed's going to start raising interest rates? So I'm going to say right now, I think that in March, this next month, we're going to see the Fed raise probably a quarter point. And I think again in June, they'll probably raise again. So you're going to see at least two raises this year, possibly three. And I think the first one's going to happen next month and then thereafter in June. So that means if you're out there borrowing money or thinking about borrowing money, the cost of your money will get more expensive. If you have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or any sort of interest rate tied loan, be aware that the cost of those funds is going to start to go up. So if you're making planning around that, start to incorporate that into your budget. Next report is about the Small Business Index Optimism. Now, this comes from Wells Fargo, and they have something called the Small Business Optimism Report. This is an overall index, and for the first quarter of 2018, the score was 107. This is very high. In fact, this is a very good sign that businesses, small business in particular, are particularly optimistic right now about the prospects for 2018. Lastly, when we sit down with Dr. Lee, we talk about efficient frontiers. And what that means is how you should allocate your portfolio given expected amounts of return. Keep in mind right now that we are pretty fully valued stocks. However, given the efficient frontier prepared by Dr. Lee, it looks like that if you have a 70% stock, 30% bond allocation right now, you should expect for 2018 about a 6.5% to 7% return. Again, that would be before any sort of fees you're paying. As you go up into equities, the best you could possibly do, again, according to this, at 100% stocks would be in the 9% range. So most likely, you're going to see less in terms of performance in your asset allocation this year, particularly if you're into stocks. Be aware, again, of bonds. We're light on bonds right now, and any sort of fixed income we have, we want to make sure the maturity level on that bond is relatively short. Because again, as rates start to rise, you're going to see the squeeze start to happen on the price of your fixed income. What kind of stocks do you want to own, or what kind of stocks do well in an inflationary environment? So stocks that do well with inflation typically are these kinds. They're fundamentals. They're financial fundamentals. Have dividends that pay out to you as an investor, but these dividends are ancillary to the stock price, meaning that they don't really have anything to do with it. So how do you know if a company can pay you a dividend? It's important to look at what we call the coverage ratio. And what that means is how much cash does the company have available on hand to pay you dividends? What percentage is that? I recommend you avoid high leveraged companies. Those are companies that borrow a lot of money in order to pay you dividends. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I also like companies that grow dividends over time. So if you see that trend, a company that's got a good business, keep paying dividends, their business is getting better, and they keep upping the dividends to their investors, that's a good sign. So what kind of companies do that? Well, Apple, United Health, United Technology, Boeing, those are all examples of companies that have done just that. What are some companies to avoid in an inflationary environment? Well, Procter & Gamble, DuPont, these are ones that typically struggle when inflation is at hand and is growing. So again, as you start to build your portfolio, think about inflation, because inflation is starting to creep its little head up and it's only going to get worse over time. So you want to make sure that you're positioned properly for that sort of environment. Keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, I'm going to discuss the biggest opportunity within the new tax laws that virtually no one's talking about. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Some people prefer to wait to buy the things they want until they've saved enough money to pay cash for them. However, there are many people who prefer to buy things on credit.
But Mr. Money, doesn't it cost more to buy things on credit?
Oh, yes, it does, Judy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander.
The Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions every single week. Trump's historic tax law changes have created headlines and generated quite a bit of excitement. Everything from companies paying out bonuses to lower tax rates for most everyone. But what does Trump's new tax rules mean for you? The new tax laws have been touted as a game changer for American businesses and taxpayers, but how do you get the most out of these new tax rules? What are the biggest opportunities that you should be leveraging right now? It turns out that you have to dig deep into the 500 plus pages of new tax law in order to uncover some buried treasure, some golden opportunities that may really help you to reduce your tax bill and achieve a tax-free retirement. You have to know what to look for in the new tax laws in order to take advantage of all there is to offer. So, today we're talking about the three big opportunities that are buried in Trump's tax reform. I'm discussing this topic today because at the Liberty Group, we've helped many clients for many years retire comfortably and securely and make sure they have a plan that is tax efficient. We often see people who come in and aren't looking at their taxes and they're paying unnecessary and extra taxes on their investment. So without a doubt, this is an important topic because anytime there's a sweeping change to tax laws, and by the way, this is the biggest tax law change since Reagan, everyone goes into a frenzy trying to figure out how to use the new tax laws and save money. The super wealthy have expensive tax advisors to help them navigate all the new rules and leverage them in their favor. But what about you? That's why we're here, to help you leverage three of the biggest opportunities buried in Trump's tax reform laws. Oh, and here's the thing. These three big opportunities, the mass media is completely missing out on reporting them. So remember, you heard them here first. So let's get started. All right, let's start with the first big opportunity in the new tax reform laws. This involves deductions. I'm going to call this a deduction lumping strategy. There's two changes that are going to make it more difficult for you to itemize your deductions. And this is the increase of the standard deduction to $24,000 if you're married or $12,000 if you're single. Now, there's a cap on and in some cases a complete elimination of other deductions. As a result, some of you who used to itemize in the past are going to find that these itemization amounts no longer exceed your standard deduction. That being said, there's still some things that we can deduct. For instance, charitable donations, mortgage interest, and up to $10,000 for state and local taxes, but only if the total exceeds the new higher standard deductions. Therefore, you may want to consider what's called a lumping strategy, and this is whereby you maximize your itemized deduction every other year to exceed the $24,000 if you're married filing jointly, or the $12,000 single limitation. This lumping strategy can be done by using charitable donations, paying January's mortgage by year end, and, depending upon your local jurisdiction, prepaying your property tax. Speaking of deductions and estate law, a lot of you have questions about your estate and how you're going to pass that on to your heir. So in this new law, another type of deduction, if you will, that can be utilized has to do with the estate tax. Now, the exclusion amount for 2018 has doubled to $11.2 million. What this means is that a couple relying on spousal portability could shield up to $22.4 million from estate taxes. Remember, this wasn't too long ago that the limits were $600,000. I can remember back to when we used to set up A, B, and C trusts for this reason, and the maximum you could give away was about $1.2 million. This estate tax is a gift. And what's most important to remember is it's going to go away in 2026, meaning that between now and that time is a primary example of starting to take advantage of wills, trust, irrevocable types of trust, intentionally defective trust, family limited partnerships. These are ways to start transferring assets to other generations using the $11.2 million exemption. The other thing you should be aware of is the $11.2 million is not portable, meaning that if one of you dies and you haven't prepared for this, you're going to lose that $11.2 million. So the remaining spouse would only have $11.2 million that they could work with if indeed they were trying to transfer assets to their kids. So all I would recommend is that if you're thinking about giving assets to your kids, real estate, maybe business interests, maybe stock that you've inherited or worked for or got through work, this is a great time to sit down with us and start to figure out how can you transfer these assets to your kids estate tax free and possibly tax free. This is a great time to get in and talk about that. Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you could do. It's like smelling burnt popcorn. Once you smell it, it's too late. It's burnt, and you have a mess on your hands. The kitchen stinks, and you have to start all over. Listen, you're listening to me right now, and this is your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track. Wondering if you have enough to end up financially secure to travel and have the freedom you want in retirement. Find out if you're on the right track. That's why it makes a lot of sense to sit down with our team here at the Liberty Group. We look at these types of decisions every day, and we're intimately familiar with this new tax law. In our office, we have a CPA who also happens to be an MBA, four estate planning attorneys, and a bevy of financial advisors who work as a team to help you figure all this stuff out. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you will learn what precise steps you can take right now to make the most out of this new tax law reduction for your 2018 tax liability and possibly for generations to come. This could be significant. Ask yourself the question, what do you need to be doing right now? Get your answers. If you've saved at least $300,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, maybe you have real estate and multiple properties that are worth millions of dollars that you need help with. Pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan designed just for you and your family, and get this, at no charge. Call 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. What are you waiting for? No one's going to call you and help you figure this out. You got to do it yourself. So pick up the phone now. Talk to a member of my team. That number is 888-588-5818. And request your own personal meeting to find out what moves you need to be making now for 2018. Well, it's time to take a break, but keep it tuned right here. Because when we come back, I'm going to explain to you what's the best way to contribute to a charity. And later in the show, we're going to be sharing the biggest opportunity within the new tax laws that virtually no one's talking about. So keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
To earn credit, first, you have to develop your character. You have to be trustworthy. Second, you have to have capacity to pay your bills. And third, you need some capital in the form of savings and other property. Scoring high on these three C's is essential to earn a good credit rating.
Gee, I bet my dad scores high on the three C's.
Oh, that's right, Judy. Your father has an excellent credit rating. Here's his record at the credit bureau.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions every single week right here on Protect Your Assets. Today, we're sharing three big opportunities buried in Trump's tax reform. How do you get the most out of these new tax rules? Well, that's our job here on today's show. They say you may not be able to fully deduct charitable donations under the new tax laws because the standard deduction has effectively doubled. Is there a different option to giving to charity that may be better? The short answer is yes. If you're at least 70 or older, during the last segment, I was talking about the first big opportunity in Trump's tax reform law, something I called a deduction lumping strategy. The second big opportunity is contributing to a charity with your IRA, since you may not get a deduction for it anyhow. For nearly a decade, the rules allowing for a tax-free qualified charitable distribution, or also known as a QCD, directly from an IRA to a charity has been on again and off again. With the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes, also known as PATH, Act of 2015, the QCD rules have finally been made permanent. This makes it easier to engage in proactive charitable giving. However, obtaining these tax benefits for doing a QCD from an IRA to a charity requires meeting very specific requirements, including a minimum age limitation, a maximum dollar amount limitation, and contributing to only certain types of eligible public charities, rendering private foundations, donor-advised funds, and split-interest charitable trusts ineligible. In addition, there's some very stringent requirements, although easy to satisfy, must be adhered to. For instance, this is something you need to know. The check cannot be made payable to the IRA owner. Instead, it must be paid directly to the charitable entity. However, you can have the check sent to your house. Just make sure it's not paid to you. What are some other things you need to know about QCDs from an IRA? Under the QCD rules, you must be at least age 70 and a half to do a QCD. And you also must actually be age 70 and a half or older on the date of the distribution from the IRA account. Don't just think because you turn 7.5 sometimes in the year that you can go ahead and do this. Also, get this. Even a beneficiary of an inherited IRA can be eligible for a QCD as long as the beneficiary themselves is at least age 7.5 on the date that the distribution occurs. So for those of you planning on giving IRAs to your kids using the stretch IRA concept, if you're thinking about doing something like this, make sure you get some help on how to make it work. Another important fact that you need to know is that distributions are only available from an individual IRA. This includes a rollover IRA. That means that if you have a SEP account, a 401k, a 403b, 457, none of those are eligible for this. However, a QCD is permitted from a Roth IRA, but for planning reasons, that may not make a lot of sense. Also, something that's important to keep in mind is make sure that your charity cashes your check before December 31st. In practice, this means you should start your process about now to make sure that all the paperwork and everything's in order and they get their money before the year is up. This does take time and takes planning. Realize this, if you're asking to get the check payable to and sent directly to the charity, and this happens all the time towards the end of the year with our clients, so I'll just tell you, it helps us a lot if you start doing this now. But these checks typically will require a medallion guarantee, or maybe even a notarization. In our office here, we do have a medallion stamp. We also have notaries, so we're able to help you with this process. It may sound kind of simple, but these kind of things can create all kinds of delays, especially when you're under pressure. So what are some of the benefits of doing a QCD from an IRA? Let's look at a couple of examples. Let's assume that Harold just turned 71 years old and has an IRA with $152,000 account balance. His RMD for this year is going to be $5,736. If Harold does a $5,000 QCD to his favorite charity, it's going to satisfy $5,000 of his RMD obligation. And get this, there'll be no tax liability. This leaves him with another $736 to distribute and report on his tax return for income tax purposes. Let's continue the prior example and assume that Harold did a $6,000 QCD from his IRA to his favorite charity. His entire RMD will be satisfied as his QCD. And again, there's going to be no tax consequences to the entire QCD, assuming it was otherwise eligible. Let's look at another example. Let's say Chuck had a $7,400 RMD for the current tax year. In February, he took a $7,400 distribution to satisfy his entire RMD. In March, Chuck realizes that it may have been better for him to do a QCD instead, as he was planning to contribute to charity later in the year anyway. However, even if Chuck now does a QCD, it can't be applied towards his RMD because he already satisfied it when he did the distribution in February. The best thing Chuck could do is simply take the $7,400 distribution from his IRA, turn around and donate that to charity, and claim a $7,400 charitable deduction as an itemized deduction on Schedule A. Now, as I talked about earlier with the lumping strategy, that may or may not work. Listen, with all the new tax law changes, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. That's what we do with our clients proactively. Think of it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to me right now so you can understand how to take advantage of these new tax laws and opportunities that exist in 500 plus pages of tax code. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation intimately, if they aren't asking to review your tax return, that should concern you. Because how could your plan be tax efficient if your investment person doesn't understand your tax situation? How can your plan be optimized to take advantage of all the opportunities that exist in this new tax reform? If the person you trust for investment advice isn't intimately familiar with your tax situation, how could they do that sort of a job? I can tell you, someone who's in this business, you can't have an investment strategy that is tax efficient and fully integrated in your financial plan without first understanding your situation before you begin planning for it. This is kind of like a radiologist not looking at an X-ray or CAT scan and saying that your leg's broken. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who sits down with clients and makes these types of decisions with them every day. In our office, we have a CPA, who also happens to have an MBA, four estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you through decisions just like these. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn what steps you can take right now before the end of the year to start lowering your tax liability. These new rules are in front of you right now, and you need to get ahead of them. I know you have questions, so get some answers. If you've saved at least $300,000 in an IRA, 401k, even your savings account, just add them all up together. And as long as they're over $300,000, go ahead and pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan designed and created just for you at no charge. Call 888-588-5818. I know you're driving. Pull over. Here we go. 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. That number is 888-588-5818 and request your own personal meeting to find out what moves you need to be making right now for 2018. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, I'm going to be sharing with you the biggest opportunity within the new tax laws that virtually no one's talking about. It's big and it's bold. So keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Before they borrow cash or buy anything on installments, they should carefully figure whether the benefits of credit service are worth the extra charge.
Well, there's sure a lot of things that I'd like to buy for better living. How about giving me a little credit?
Nobody gives you credit, John. It's something you have to earn.
I don't understand, Mr. Money. How can you earn credit?
It's not good enough for me. Since I've been with you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander,
the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week right here on Protect Your Assets. I'm going to provide some helpful guidelines for you to follow this morning to start to take back control of your finances. And this is right out for you gals. So here we go. First, let's talk about this, the no blame, no shame game. Two of the heaviest weights that I've noticed women carry around seem to be the burden of shame and the tendency to blame. If you don't feel confident in your knowledge of how money works, you hide behind the shame of it, deferring decisions to others or staying stuck in a pattern of just frankly inaction. You may blame society or your parents or your partner, or your husband, or all the above. And blame renders you powerless, and shame only serves to hold you back. So you need to reach out for help and find out about personal finance for yourself at your comfort level so you understand it. Next, take care of your money. Women nurture people and things that are important to them. So take care of your money the way you would take care of your husband, your kids, your pets, your plants, clothes. Think about money the same way. Cherish money, like all other irreplaceable items in your life. Try and find wise investments that line up with your values and your goals, and don't throw it away on meaningless items that just fill a small time gap or hole. Another great idea is for you to own the power to control your own destiny. Give to yourself as much as you give of yourself. Power comes from who you are, not what you have, and the transformation starts with how you allow others to treat you. Do what's right rather than what's easy. Remember, muster up your courage and silence your fear. Keep your eye on the goal, on what you really are trying to accomplish, no matter what anyone says or does to deter you. Just keep moving that ball forward. You can take financial ownership over your life so that you can end up financially secure. You can take financial ownership over your life so you can end up financially secure. You control your destiny if and only if you're taking the right steps. You've tuned in to likely the most important radio program when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Trump's historic tax laws have created headlines and generated quite a bit of excitement. Everything from companies paying out bonuses to lower tax rates for most everyone. But what does Trump's new tax rules mean for you? One way to get some great help on these new tax rules and how they apply to your situation is to come to one of our workshops. Go ahead and visit our website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, that website is libertygroupllc.com. Click on the workshops tab, and when you get there, you'll see we have a couple presentations coming up here in February. February 22nd will be in Oakland, and then also on March 1st in Mountain View. You can go ahead and click the register button right there and reserve your seat. And oh, bring a friend. And I want to wish a happy birthday this week to Risa and Joe Manischewitz, Debbie Edmonds, and Tom Belagas. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. So what does Trump's tax rules mean for you? The new tax laws have been touted as a game changer, but how do you get the most out of these new tax rules? What are the biggest opportunities that you should be leveraging right now? It turns out you have to dig deep into the 500 plus pages of new tax laws in order to uncover some buried treasure, some golden opportunities that may really help you to reduce your tax bill and achieve a tax-free, that's right, tax-free retirement. You have to know what to look for in the new tax law in order to take advantage of all there is to offer. That's why I've been talking this morning about the three big opportunities that are buried in Trump's tax reform. The key to making absolutely sure that you have a tax-efficient retirement is to become more educated. So let's talk about the third and biggest opportunity in Trump's tax reform. And this is the new tax rates and the brackets and how they're structured. This gives you opportunity to create a tax-free retirement. That's right, I said tax-free. Think of it this way. Your retirement savings are most likely made up of accounts like IRAs, 401ks, 457 plans, tax-sheltered plans, those sort of things. In other words, these are tax-deferred investments. Now, when you take money out of these accounts, who do you think is going to take notice? In other words, who do you owe a chunk of your retirement to? Who has a lien on your retirement? You guessed it, Uncle Sam. The federal government is owed via income tax on any distribution you take from your retirement savings. Wouldn't it be great if you had a tax-free retirement? Think of it this way. When you take money out of your retirement savings, it all goes to you. Well, how do you do this? You need to convert your tax-deferred retirement savings to tax-free retirement savings, and this is what we call a Roth rollout. And the new tax laws are so generous that there's never been a better way. So here's how and here's why you would think about this. Under the new tax brackets, a joint filer, this is a married couple filing jointly, to stay in the 24% tax bracket can have between $165,000 and $315,000 of income and pay 24% federal tax. Now, prior to this, $315,000 of income would have had you pay 33% in federal taxes. So here's a great way to start adding up while the supplies last. Because remember, this law is going to expire in just a few years out. So here's what you could do. Let's assume that you were married filing jointly and that your income together was about $215,000. You could take out up to $100,000 from your retirement accounts, roll that into a Roth IRA, and pay 24% tax federal on that particular distribution. Why does that make sense? Well, prior to this new tax law back in 2017, if you tried to do the same strategy, you'd end up paying 33%. That's 9% more. Why would you do that? You wouldn't, especially if you knew how to do this correctly. Listen, with all the new tax changes that have happened, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. That's what we do with our clients proactively. Think of it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let that sink in for a moment. Are they proactively advising you on how to take money out of your retirement accounts and convert that into tax-free income later in retirement using something like a Roth IRA? If not, you need to be asking yourself, why not? You're listening to me right now, trying to understand how to use to your advantage the 500 plus pages of new tax code. And if your advisor isn't proactively reaching out to you and helping you through this situation, you're flying blind. I can tell you, as someone who works with people every single day, unless you understand what you're doing and you have a strategy, you're going to get run over. That's why it makes a lot of sense to me with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these types of situations every day. In our office, we have a CPA, 4 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you through making decisions like these. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws before they get in front of you. In a meeting with my team, you're going to learn what precise steps you can take right now to take advantage of all the benefits and breaks that are in these new laws. So I know you have questions. How should you structure your tax distributions? Get your questions answered right now. If you've saved at least $300,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, maybe you have real estate and multiple properties that are worth millions of dollars that you need help with. Pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan designed just for you and your family, and get this at no charge. Call 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. What are you waiting for? No one's going to call you and help you figure this out. You got to do it yourself. So pick up the phone now. Talk to a member of my team. That number is 888-588-5818. And request your own personal meeting to find out what moves you need to be making now for 2018. Call 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers, Matt, Stan, and Nico, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.
Bring me a dream.